Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so grateful you're here today. I want to start by saying something really important. If you're watching this because your child has been hurting animals or smaller children, and you're worried, scared, or maybe even heartbroken, I see you. This is one of the hardest things a parent can face, and you are so brave for seeking help and understanding. The magic book and I want you to know something right away. Your child is not beyond reach. Your child is not broken. Your child is in a critical learning phase, and what they need most right now is your patient, loving guidance as they develop one of the most important skills they'll ever learn, empathy. Let me share what the research shows us because this is so hopeful. Dr. Nancy Eisenberg, a leading researcher in empathy development at Arizona State University, has spent decades studying how children learn to care about others. And here's what she discovered. Empathy and sympathy are skills that can be taught. They are important correlates of prosocial behavior and the inhibition of aggression. When children receive empathy-focused interventions, they show significantly improved social functioning over time. Did you catch that? Empathy can be taught. Your child's brain is still developing, and ages 6 to 7 represent a critical window where intervention is highly effective. Now, let's talk about what's really happening when a child hurts animals or smaller children. Research shows that these children are often experiencing deficits in empathic responding, not character flaws. Their brains are still learning to recognize distress cues in others. They're still developing the ability to understand that other beings have feelings, just like they do. Think about it this way. Empathy requires several complex brain skills working together. Your child needs to notice someone else's emotions, understand what those emotions mean, and then feel moved to respond with care. That's a lot for a developing brain to coordinate, and some children need more explicit teaching and practice to build these neural pathways. The magic book showed me something beautiful about this. Every child is born with the capacity for empathy, but just like reading or riding a bike, some children need more patient instruction to develop this skill. Your child who struggles with empathy today can absolutely become a caring, compassionate person tomorrow with your help. So what does that help look like? Let me share some evidence-based strategies that really work. First, model gentle touch and caring behaviors constantly. When you see a hurt animal, narrate your empathy out loud. Say things like, "Oh, that little bird looks hurt. I wonder if it's scared. I'm going to speak softly so I don't frighten it more." Your child is watching and learning from every interaction you have with vulnerable beings. Second, explicitly teach your child to recognize emotions in others. Point out facial expressions, body language, and sounds that indicate distress. You might say, "Look at how that puppy's ears are back. That means he's feeling scared." Or, "See how that little child is crying? Her feelings are hurt." We can help by being gentle and kind. Third, practice perspective taking together. Ask questions like, "How do you think the cat felt when that happened? What do you think the baby needs right now?" These questions help your child's brain build the neural pathways for understanding others' experiences. Fourth, reinforce every single act of kindness, no matter how small. When your child is gentle with an animal or helpful to a younger child, celebrate it. Say, "I noticed how softly you petted that dog. That showed real caring. You helped him feel safe." Positive reinforcement strengthens the behaviors we want to see more of. And fifth, this is so important, if the concerning behaviors persist despite your gentle, consistent guidance, please seek professional help. Dr. Michelle Borba, a child psychologist and parenting expert, emphasizes that persistent lack of remorse or concern for others' feelings warrants professional attention. Early intervention is critical, and there is absolutely no shame in getting support. In fact, it's one of the most loving things you can do for your child. Now, let me tell you about a story that can help. In the book of Inara, we have a beautiful story called The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly. In this story, Theo and Miles discover that everyone has invisible worries and feelings, and that small acts of kindness can heal hearts in ways we cannot always see. This story is so special because it teaches children that empathy means understanding that others have feelings we cannot always see. When Theo and Miles learn to notice and care about invisible struggles, they discover that their kind actions matter deeply. This is exactly the lesson children who struggle with empathy need to hear. After you read this story together, you can help your child practice noticing invisible feelings. Ask questions like, What do you think that person might be feeling inside, even if we cannot see it? How could a small act of kindness help them feel better? These conversations build empathy muscles in your child's developing brain. The research is so clear on this. Studies published in Education Sciences confirm that structured teaching of kindness and compassion to 5 to 7 year olds produces measurable improvements in prosocial skills. School-based and family interventions that explicitly teach empathy have shown remarkable success. I want you to hear this, wonderful parent. This developmental phase represents a window of opportunity. With patient, evidence-based approaches, you can nurture empathy in your child and redirect harmful patterns toward caring, connected relationships. Your child is learning. Their brain is growing. The neural pathways for empathy are forming right now, and you are the most important teacher they have. Some days will be hard. Some days you might feel discouraged. But please remember this. Every time you model gentleness, every time you teach your child to notice others' feelings, every time you reinforce an act of kindness, you are literally building empathy circuits in their developing brain. The magic book and I believe in your child. We believe in you. You are doing something so important by seeking understanding and help. You are giving your child the gift of empathy, and that gift will serve them for their entire life. If you want more support on this journey, the Book of Inara has many stories that teach empathy, kindness, and caring for vulnerable beings. Stories are such powerful teachers because they let children practice empathy in a safe, gentle way. They can feel what characters feel, understand different perspectives, and learn that caring actions create ripples of positive change. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for loving your child enough to seek help. Thank you for believing that change is possible, because it absolutely is. With love and starlight, Inara. The Magic Book and I are always here for you.